out of the ground. A fury infernal start, from Pluto sent at request of Saturn, for which his horse, for fear, began to turn and leap aside, and foundered as he leaped. And ere that Archite may take and keep, he pight him on the pommel of his head, that in the place he lay as he were dead, his breast to bursten with his saddle-bow. As black he lay as any coal or crow, so was the blood y-running in his face. Anon he was y-borne out of the place, with heart sore to Theseus's palace. Then was he carven out of his harness, and in a bed he brought full fair and blithe, for he was yet in memory and alive, and always crying after Emily. Duke Theseus, with all his company, is coming home to Athens, his city, with all bliss and great solemnity. Albeit that this aventure was fall, he would not discomfort in them all. Men said eke that Archite shall not die, he shall be healed of his malady. And of another thing they were as fain, that of them all was there none y slain. All were they sore y hurt, and namely one that with a spear was thirled his breastbone. To other wounds and to broken arms some had salves and some had charms. Firmacies of herbs and eke save they drank, for they would their limbs have. For which this noble duke, as he well can, comforteth and honoureth every man, and made revel all the long night unto the strange lords, as was right. Nay, there was holden no discomforting, but as a joust or a tourneying, for soothly there was no discomfiture, for falling is not but an aventure, nor to be led by force unto the stake. Unyielded, and with 20 knights he take, one person alone, without and mo, and harried forth by arm, foot, and toe, and eke his steed, driven forth with staves, with footmen, both yeomen and eke knaves. It nas arrested him no villainy. There may no man cleep it cowardy. For which anon Duke Theseus let cry, to stinten all rancor and envy, the gree as well of one side as of other, and either side alike as other's brother, and gave them gifts after their degree, and fully held a feast days three, and conveyed the kings worthily out of his town a journey largely. And home went every man the right way. There was no more but farewell, have good day. Of this battle I will no more indite, but speak of Palamon and of Archite.